If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we are in the middle of the third week of Easter. Let us be filled with your Spirit as we continue to learn about how you began the church and sowed the seeds that led to where we are today. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today we have some powerful readings, and what we're actually watching. And notice what is happening. So now we know the story that Stephen has died. He's been basically executed. And among the people who supported it, even though he was too young to throw the stones, was in fact Saul, who later we understand becomes Paul. And today's first reading talks about that despite all this and the human factor within the Jewish community is trying to silence the new Christian sect, which they haven't been called Christians yet, this new religious sect that's starting based on this man named, as Josephus would say, Christus. So this new religious sect that started, and they're trying to silence it because they're afraid that they're engaged in blasphemy and all of this other things because they don't understand it and they're afraid of the reaction of the Romans. And then on the other side, we see that reality. And then in the gospel, we see the reality of people hearing the word of God as Jesus is speaking to them. And then they're filled with a lot of ambivalence of whether or not Jesus is really the Son of God. So that's one of the focuses. You know, the word used to be foci, but now people know you use focuses. Okay, whatever. So any of the focuses is on Jesus and people deciding whether or not they can believe in him. But I want to touch on something from the gospel passage that's important. First of all, in the Acts of the Apostles, now people are starting to see these great miracles and these great joyful things are happening, and they're not happening by request. They're happening because the Lord is manifesting his power in people's lives away from where Saul is. And in doing so, remember, a lot of people are very poor, and so they don't have resources that others do. And a lot of it focuses around health, because that is so key, and no one is able to cure them, and so they turn and they are healed in a powerful show of the Lord's care upon them and his powerful reality. So we see that in the Acts of the Apostles. But then we're getting to the gospel, where Jesus is speaking about the desire that all are saved. Now, this is an important message. And again, I always like to go back to science, because even though there are a lot of scientists who believe, number one, please keep that in mind. But there are some scientists say no, and they're only focused on science. And that's all right, you know, for whatever. But what I'm talking about right now is, in the case of science, either things are real or they aren't. There really is such a thing as a black hole, or there isn't. There really is such a thing as gravity, or there isn't. There really is such a thing as the solar system, or there isn't. Now, how we understand those things develops over time, but either they exist or they don't. And the same thing with God. Either God exists or he doesn't. And obviously, I can say I believe he exists, but that's really not accurate. I know he exists. So it's that reality. Now, how we understand God is where everything changes, just as how we understand gravity changes. One of the things that has come out recently, within the past, we'll say 30 years, I mean, we're talking about 10,000 or years of Homo sapiens existing on the earth, so we can work with 30 years. But the idea that how we understand gravity has changed. And we always understood gravity as a magnetic force. And now we understand gravity as, they always demonstrate it as like objects on sheets, and things move towards other things because of the nature of, just like on an object on a sheet, it's a very heavy object, everything's going to move to it. And if it's a very light object, it may not move or may not move at the same speed. You know, we know that. So we have a different understanding of gravity. So our understanding of God will always deepen. But the question of whether God exists or not, as far as I'm concerned, is settled. Yes, he does. And as I say, either he exists or he doesn't. He does. We leave it at that. And then we build on that. Well, what we see in today's gospel is that the Lord has come, and he's coming that all may be saved. And that is that they come and believe in him. Now, let me give you another analogy of that. But we're going to go back to science. Okay. And maybe what I can show to you is, well, we can show you a steam engine. So if you believe that water can be heated and that heated water can turn into steam and that steam can be used to power things, then that's a reality. Whether you believe you're going to be able to do that or not is a different case, but there is such a reality as water can be turned into steam and steam can be used to power things. We know that, we accept that. So it's the same thing, that we understand this reality. God exists, and how we understand God, we understand him through Jesus Christ, reality. Yes, God exists. How do we understand God? He exists. He is this reality that we come to know, and our understanding of him deepens over time. And what do we see here? That it is his desire that all are saved. And how are people saved? It begins with them understanding that this is true. And once they understand that this is true, they will act upon it in the way they live their life. Just as on a similar thing, let me give you something a little bit heavy. It's, graphic, I guess, in a sense. Steam powers many things. And one of the things that they used to power, now it's all gas turbine, but there were still some out there, they power ships. But they power ships, or steam powers ships, with superheated steam. And superheated steam is invisible. Now, what does that mean? If there is a leak in the boiler room, fortunately, I never worked in a boiler room. I worked in electronics when I was in the Navy. But if there's a leak in the boiler room, you can hear it, but you can't see it. So it is there, but you can't see it. And one of the things that they use to find the leak is a broom handle. Superheated steam leaked is deadly. It can literally do serious damage to you. So just to show you this, what they'll do is use a broom handle, and where they think the leak is, they'll move the broom handle in front of the leak. Remember, they can't see anything. They can see plenty, but they can't see the leak. They can't see the superheated steam leaving the pipe, and when they move it down the broom handle and the broom handle is cut in half, they found the leak. Pretty intense, okay? But the fact is that there is a leak, there is steam, superheated steam is invisible. All that is true. If you don't believe that, and you just walk around the boiler room like, that's all stupid, whoever heard of invisible steam, you will die. It's that simple. Unless you happen to be 5'6", and the superheated steam is at a leak at like 5'10". But someone else will die. Do you understand that? So you may not see it. You may hear it. You may not. You may understand it's there. You may not believe it. But if you treat it as if it doesn't exist, you will die. Why? Because of the circumstances around that. What Jesus wants people to believe, and by his us believing in him and believing what he's teaching, it'll affect the way we live our life. Just as if there is a leak of superheated steam and someone goes to go downstairs and someone stops them and says, look, there's a leak down there. Don't go down there. Believe me, you will die. Then, and the person listens, that will save their life. Well, think of that in light of the Lord wants all people to be saved. How are they saved? By believing what he teaches and by believing what we teach. And when we do that, the way we live our life, the way we act, the way we are, all of it will be reflected in how we live our life. And that's the road to salvation. Again, it's not a case of earning your way to heaven. It's a case of the way you live. And that's what Jesus is talking about. He wants that people believe, and when they believe, they will act in a certain powerful way. One of the real struggles I have in the church is you have these sects in the church, S-E-C-T-S, that believe that people have to live a very specific way of living, and the vast majority of people will not live that specific way of living, and because they don't, they will all end up in hell. I personally cannot accept that teaching. I just can't. And the church doesn't teach it. It absolutely doesn't. The church teaches those people who are going to hell are those people who refuse to believe. Just as you will die if you refuse to believe the boiler technician chief who tells you there is a leak in the boiler room, it's superheated steam, it is invisible, do not walk down the stairs to the boiler room, otherwise you will die. It's true because of that same thing. And I believe that we've really got to teach people to believe in Christ so that all may live in that way. And this whole thing where you have to live a specific way of a life, otherwise you will die, I don't get into that. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.